The United Nations in Afghanistan is marking the 2015 International Women's Day to uphold women's achievements, recognize challenges, and focus greater attention on women's rights and gender equality under the global theme, Empowering Women, Empowering Humanity. Today, Afghanistan is on the path to becoming a nation in which every woman and girl is empowered to exercise her right to participate in all spheres of public and private life, to have her voice heard in politics and peace processes, and to be able to contribute to her communities and nation's development through improved access to education, economic opportunities, and a life free from violence and discrimination. Samira Hamidi is an Afghan women's rights activist.
We have proved in the past 13 years that women can equally contribute to the development and the reconstruction of Afghanistan. But of course it has never been out of challenges, and I always believe that International Women's Day is also a day to remind those who are naive and who think women are weak, women are second-class citizens.
Afghan women's participation in politics over the years has increased, as evidenced in high turnouts at last year's presidential elections and its runoff, despite a vow by insurgents to disrupt the election process and threats aimed at preventing Afghans from casting their votes. Huma Khan, human rights officer of UNAMA's gender equality team.
Eventually, women's participation in public life opens more doors for them in terms of livelihood or in terms of participation in all aspects of life. So, participation in politics as voters or as candidates has obviously given them more chances to be present in public life. It all sounds distant, but if you look at the whole process, the way democracy functions, even if it's not a perfect democracy, once you participate in public domain and in decision making for who governs, that makes a difference, and eventually you do become a participant in decision making process.
The United Nations is committed to support the Afghan government and civil society organizations to enhance women's participation in their contribution to all stages of governance, peace negotiations, and peace processes. Afghan women have also played an important role within their families, a fact that is often being ignored. That's why the theme for this year's International Women's Day celebration in Afghanistan is Afghan Women as Stakeholders in Building Family Society and Their Country. Huma Khan again.
This theme is more looking at the role which they play, and they have played for a long time, because somehow Afghan women have been perceived in last some years due to the history as victims only, which is not the only role they have. They have been equal participants in economy, agriculture or labor, every aspect of the society. So this theme is more to look at their contributions, to acknowledge them and to commend them for their contributions, as opposed to looking at them as victims who just remain at the receiving end.
Despite some progress that has been made, Afghan women are still facing several challenges, including lack of education and harmful practices in Afghan culture. Afghan women's rights activist Samira Hamidi.
Poverty, lack of education, illiteracy, lack of awareness, particularly lack of awareness on religious understanding, on the Islamic like values, on what the religion has given to men and women, and also lack of rule of law, unfortunately.
For UNAMA human rights officer Huma Khan, one of the solutions for those challenges is to start looking at women as actors and not merely as victims.
We need to acknowledge the role they play and to look at them as stakeholders and actors, as opposed to receivers and victims. They are capable of taking decisions and they are a major stakeholder. That would also mean not trying to set the agenda for them, but allowing them to set the agenda.
According to women's rights activist Ms. Hamidi, to maintain and further advance what Afghan women have gained in the last 13 years, the campaign needs to be expanded and men need to be involved in the process.
My hope is that we don't lose the confidence and we don't lose the energy that we have at the moment, and we expand. We are doing some good work in Kabul and some other bigger cities, but we have to expand that. We have to go to smaller provinces. We have to go and address the issues and engage with communities, particularly with men. Engaging with men and asking them to be advocates for women might change the life of women in a long way.
Satya Budi reports from the Afghan capital, Kabul.